We begin with the colleague of Mawlana Mahmood Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Mawlana Duma. Mawlana, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Mawlana, the name is Harun Duma.
I'm sorry, Mawlana. Mawlana Harun Duma, please forgive me for that. Mawlana, Jazakallah for joining us this evening. It's really, firstly, from our side, the side of Radio Islam, Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, we from the deep recesses of our heart pass on the condolences to yourself, the staff, the intizam, the asatiza of Darul Ulum in Amiya, Camperdown, on the loss of your muhtameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the madrasa ni'ma al-badal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the madrasa from strength to strength, inshaAllah. Mawlana, you knew Mawlana for a very long time, and you've been with Mawlana for some time in the madrasa from the initial stages. Let's take us back to the initial stages of knowing Mawlana and the initiation of the madrasa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners of Radio Islam. Really, Mawlana, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, I've spent some time with Mawlana Mahmood Madani Desai Sahib, rahimahullah, from the year 1995. The date of the madrasa states that the madrasa started in 1994, January. But actually, this morning, this afternoon, while going through the records of the Mawlana's diary, handwritten diary, the madrasa had its roots right from the year 1978, in Pietermaritzburg. So, alhamdulillah, the madrasa had started in Pietermaritzburg, known as Madrasa Hifzul Quran, on the 3rd of April. And Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali had started the madrasa for the years 1978-1979. And thereafter, there was an interruption. Mawlana had to leave for certain reasons. And with the fadl of Allah, the madrasa thereafter reopened in the year 1994. And in the initial year of the madrasa, I was not present. But alhamdulillah, Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, with a lot of mujahada and a lot of efforts, raised the students. And he was a muhtamim, he was an ustad, he was a nazim, and he was also the cook also for the madrasa at the same time, handling many, many responsibilities. This continued till, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, I joined Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali in the year 1995. And it was really Mawlana's ihsan on the servant that Mawlana took in a person so inexperienced like myself. But alhamdulillah, when I came into the madrasa, Mawlana was not only a muhtamim to myself, he was a muhtamim, he was a murshid, he was a spiritual guide, he was a mushir, and he shared so many, many positions with myself. Sometimes he played the role of a father to me. And in those years, I noticed the different sifat of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali till he passed away. So really the madrasa, we can say, started from 1978 with its humble beginnings and continued right till the current year.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, perhaps in the beginning years there might not have been this many pupils and there might not have been these many amenities available to the talibah of the madrasa. What is the condition of the madrasa, the building structure at that time when Mawlana then began in 95 and Mawlana started teaching at the madrasa?
Mawlana, it is a world of difference from the initial condition of the madrasa, the structure and the mujahada. One thing was really noticeable was that when the madrasa started, it was an old house that was there with a big piece of land around it, and that was sold to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali with the intention of the madrasa. The building as such was not very, very, good condition. It was old. It had, this corrugated or zinc walls. There were a few rooms, and I clearly remember Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali's room. It was a simple room. There were two beds in there, and a very simple bathroom. I remember Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali himself was quite used to the eastern toilet, the low toilet. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali never changed that. He left it in his house, in his room, as it was. Perhaps for this reason that he may not have any zati or personal fighter for himself from the madrasa. There were a few students. There was about 23 students, if I can remember clearly. And at that time, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali made lots and lots of mujahada. This reminds me of the mujahada that we read in history about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Even Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind. Maulana Hazrat Maulana had to make hijrah from his area in Richmond. That was 40 kilometers away from the madrasa. At that time, there was no intizam and facilities for neither for Maulana or neither for the asatiza at the building. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi used to stay with his students and only go home on the weekends. And at that time, I guess Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi was about the age of 40. He would spend most of his time in the madrasa, and Appa and the children used to stay at home. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi's first student of the madrasa was our current Muhtami Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Damal Barakatum Sallamullah wa Afahu. He was the first student of Hazrat Maulana. And in fact, when the madrasa started, he was the first student for about 3 or 4 days before most students came in. So yes, there was mujahada in all different ways. There was mujahada in the structure. It was a little cold. And when the masjid came up, it didn't have the walls were not, they just had enough funds just to put the slab. The roof of the masjid was like the old types of masjid, just with a zinc roof on the top, and the sides were open. It used to be cold, it would be quite cold inside the masjid. But all that Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi persevered. At that time, results weren't very, very imminent to us. And I said it was a Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, a lot of challenges. But Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, with the fadl of Allah, was very positive-minded, absolutely positive. And he always took everything in its stride. Unlike people like us, we were just wondering what's going to happen next and when, next after that. But Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, his ta'alluq with Allah was so great that in the early parts of the morning, he was in munajat and making dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that 23 students, or plus minus at that time, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, there are over 200 students in the madrasa. And from approximately 10 to 15 countries around the world. So that was Maulana. He was a cook also for some time, and he was also the Muhtami of the madrasa, and doing all the other work. The mujahada at the time also was so extraordinary. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah, the madrasa used to start at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hazrat Maulana used to start with the student sabak at before 7. He used to have one student in the van with him, leading his door, driving to Maritzburg, about 25 kilometers from us. He would fetch all the construction workers for come back with them. The entire day, Hazrat Maulana used to stand with them in the sun till the afternoon, and thereafter go and leave them back, come back to the madrasa. There were signs of, you know, ta'ab and tiredness on Hazrat Maulana. He was perhaps the last person to sleep, and again, the first person to wake up next morning. So this was just some of the glimpses of Hazrat Maulana mujahada. And likewise, the family also made so much of mujahada. I remember Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah, in the beginning, when the Allah Ta'ala provided some funds to start the house building, Hazrat Maulana mentioned that I will build my house last, get all the asatiza, be comfortable first, and thereafter. And that was what he had precisely done. He built the accommodation for the asatiza, and then when the time was right, then he built his own accommodation.
Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, we are speaking to one of the colleagues of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai, rahimahullah. And we are at the point of speaking with regards to Maulana's beginning and early phases of the Darul Uloom in Amiya in Camperdown. It's an open line. Give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Or if alternately you would like to send us a text message, the number is 071-878-9748. And inshallah, we would read the text out if there's a student that would like to speak with regards to their muhtamim or their ustaz. That we would inshallah like to share this with the listeners of Radio Islam International. Maulana, with regards to that, obviously starting with great difficulty, Maulana then would come with other asatiza, etc. What would be the phase of the madrasa from after the initial, now obviously coming to the phase of the building of the madrasa, not from the bricks point of view, but from the growing of the madrasa from strength to strength?
Maulana, I think it was that Maulana's rahmatullah alayhi's, you know, ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was his dua, it was his tawajjuh, that within a short period of time, students started coming in, and a lot of people started making rujoo towards the madrasa. And together with that, it was Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's, shafkat and his compassion for students. He just said that, although if you look at Hazrat Maulana, outwardly he looked a very, very tough, very, very tough person, but within his heart he was very, very soft-natured. And he he just had the soft spot for students. It was very, it was quite noticeable. And the fikr for the madrasa. All the time he used to make fikr. I remember once he told me that I was sitting in the Joburg airport and I seen a group of students going home from one of the our looms. So he asked them that, where are you going? So where are you from? So they said, we are from Malaysia. So he said, I made dua in my heart, oh Allah, why don't I have Malaysian students in my madrasa?
Allah.
Allah also sent students from Malaysia to my madrasa. Alhamdulillah, there are a great number of students from Malaysia in the madrasa. And so that was his tawajjuh. It was all the time his tawajjuh. It was his turning his attention that was, he was focused towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his own manner, in his own way. So at that time from just a few local students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the madrasa grow internationally. There are students from the madrasa with the fadl of Allah around the different parts of the world, different countries.
Maulana, you knew Maulana for a very long time and you were his colleague. What was he to you as a colleague, as a friend, as a mentor, as a guide? What was your relationship with Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi
Alayh? Maulana, I feel sorry to say I was his colleague. Actually, I was his student.
Allah.
I was his student and as well as one of the staff of the madrasa making khidmat. Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh's mizaj was this, that because we were young and young in age, so he always adopted he adopted firstly the role of a father in our lives, and like that the students of the Darloom that qualified and then Maulana instated them at the Asatiza. Maulana Rahmatullahi used to always look over us with a fatherly figure, and one of his concerns was our tarbiyat. If ever he found that there was something that needed to be adjusted, he would tell us with his hikmat. If it was the student, so he wouldn't feel shy, he would tell him, he would reprimand him, or he would tell him. And in this way, after Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh is gone, those same students are actually crying, and they say that when Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh was alive, I had no fikr. Maulana was watching over me. He was watching my, giving me rahnumai and hidayat and guidance. So it might not look as well, it was the same in the beginning, being very, very young, immature, without experience. So Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh used to make my rahnumai, used to guide me, used to explain to me. He had a lot of foresight. He started the madrasa at the age of 40, and we know normally nubuwat comes at that age, and at that time, a person's akal and his mind is in a state of kamal and perfection. So Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh had great foresight. As a young person, sometimes you would make certain suggestions, and Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh would explain to us very, very kindly, sometimes forcefully if the need be. He would explain to us give us the right mashwara. And afterwards we would realize his farsightedness. So yes, he was a father to me, and he was a murshid also, and he was a friend also. Alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, I made a lot of asfar with him. Safaran and Hazran, we stayed together. In that way, I noticed Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh, my observation of him was this. He was a person that spent great amount of time in the khidmat of the awakabirin and ulama. And that was noticeable in him. His tarz, his tariqah, his manner reminded us of somebody, and used to very, very fondly mention to us how he spent time in the khidmat of Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, Munawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Ji Mawlana Mul Hasan sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. And those Akabirin shafkat that they showed to him, so he would display the same kind of shafkat over us. And his sakhawat, his generosity was ajeeb. It was really remarkable. I remember when I was in the madrasa in the initial stages, and over the weekends I used to stay at the madrasa. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah used to take me to his house in Richmond, about 40 kilometers from here. And Maulana, being a young person, the dastarkhan and the ikram was as if a bacha was going to come to the house.
Allahu Akbar.
So that was his level of appreciation and his sakhawat, his generosity. All the asatiza waited testimony to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, he was sakhi, he was generous. And in it was his ma'mool that every year, before the year end, before the jalsa, on his kharcha and expense, he would invite all the asatiza over to his place, and he would have da'wat for them. And I remember the last da'wat that he had last year. In all the
before
asatiza,
we go to that last da'wat, can we just take a call? We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Mr. Saad, jazakallah for joining us. Your input this evening?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm not a Mawlana. I'm just a very old friend of Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Madni Sahib.
MashaAllah.
I can remember the day when I dropped my son, when I went to take my son there to do hips. Mawlana himself was planting a small palm tree at the corner of the entrance. And I just want to say that the humble beginnings that Mawlana Sahib started this madrasa with, it was a very, like Mufti Sahib just recreated, that it was an old house. And when the madrasa was built, he had a little office and one mattress that he used to sleep in. And alhamdulillah, he gave his life for his students. And also on a lighter note, I just want to remind Mufti Sahib that one day Mufti Sahib was very young at that time, and there was an occasion, you know, Mufti Sahib, as much as he's short and young, he drives everything, he's a truck driver too.
MashaAllah.
So one day they sent Mufti Sahib to pick up a vehicle for me to take the students somewhere, and I didn't even know at that time that Mufti Harun was a Mufti. So I told Mawlana Madni Sahib that your youngster is here to fetch the truck.
Allah.
Youngster is a Mufti Sahib. He's a Mufti. And while you were talking, all these thoughts crossed my mind. May Allah Ta'ala give the family strength, give our Mufti Sahib strength to continue in Mawlana's legacy. But it's a great, great loss to us, people of Peter Maritzburg and the KZN Midlands.
Allah make it easy. Jazakallah so much. Just the father of Mawlana Akku. I didn't give it away. One of the callers on one of the listeners sent a message. Jazakallah, let Allah reward you.
You know, when I took Mawlana Akku there, he was my baby.
Gee.
And it was such a sad moment that my wife didn't even come with me to leave him there. But you know, as a student, you get the, you know what they say, you get a little bit upside down, you come back home. And really, Mawlana Madni used to come and spend hours and say...
Maaf, the father of Mawlana Akku, I think the line cut as we were talking, and Usama just telling me that the line is cut. Please do call in again. Mawlana Harun Sahib, we were carrying on with you and you were speaking with regards to the final dawah that Mawlana gave last year to the asatiza.
As I was mentioning, it was Hazrat Mawlana's sifat, and one of his outstanding qualities was that of sakhawat and appreciation. In the last da'wat of the last year, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali had invited the asatiza and the families, and this was unique. Not one of the female masturat was allowed to make any khidmat. In fact, their khidmat was made. And Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali then mentioned something very touching, that he said that addressing the wives of the asatiza via the microphone, that you are like my daughters, and I have just invited you today to say jazakumullahu khairan for allowing your husband to make khidmat in my madrasa. I've called you only for that, and each one was given a hadiah from Mawlana's side, both the asatiza and their families. And you can imagine the touched heart that everybody left that majlis with and went away. We didn't even realize that it was going to be the Mawlana's last da'wah which we would share with him before the jalsa.
We have a message, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, from a student of Hazrat Mawlana. Mawlana was everything to us, and this realization has only truly dawned on us after his passing. He was a father, a friend, a guide, an ustad, a sheikh, a teacher in every facet of life. It is an overwhelming admission of all his students that Mawlana has molded us today to whatever we are, and we owe everything to him. to Maulana, he was never the principal of the madrasa. It never belonged to him, nor did he make it seem like he owned anything there. It was all for the students and the friend of this genie was a friend of the students. We have a call on the line. Call us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana?
Yes. Maulana's name?
Tahir. Maulana from
Spain. Tahir, jazakallah for calling. Yes. Maulana's input yes. This evening.
Maulana, I just wanted to say that, we really as an ummah, we have lost not only a principal of the Darul Uloom, but alhamdulillah, we have lost a father. Each one of us has been the students of Maulana, we have lost a father. And why I say this here is that, Hazrat Maulana was, he always had concern in regards to our tarbiyat, as my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib, as mentioned, he had a lot of love and shafkat in his heart for his students. I remember once, one of my satis, he didn't want to study in a madrasa, and he ran away. He went back home. In fact, he ran away, and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had went to his house, and he begged his mother, and he brought him back to the madrasa. And this didn't happen on one occasion only; it happened on about 2-3 times. And Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Fikr went back to his mother and begged her to send this student back to the madrasa. And so much of Fikr and Hazrat Maulana had for his students, It is mentioned also something to say in regards to, I remember when we used to come back from the holidays, Maulana used to check our beards, because at the tarbiyat of us, he used to make sure that the beards were not shortened in the holidays. And if anyone's beard was shortened, then you would be dealt with. So much of love Maulana would make our tarbiyat with, that till today we thank Maulana, and it is where we are today because of Hazrat Maulana, And Maulana, while we're here also, I remember the mornings, that every morning, as Maulana Harun Sahib had mentioned, that Maulana was the last person to sleep, and he was the first person to get up the next morning. And after the Fajr Salah, he would not allow us to sleep. And he would make sure that we sit in his majlis. He would give us a bayan. After the bayan, he would make us read Surah Yasin, and then he would make dua in the exact voice of Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. These are fond memories that we have of Hazrat Maulana Sahib. And Maulana, I just want to share something that, Maulana was a very, very generous person. I remember his generosity to the extent that at a time when the madrasa needed someone to help out in the tuck shop, and Maulana had initiated the tuck shop with his own money. And then there was another student that was running the tuck shop. So Maulana requested help. So Maulana said, why don't you take Tahir and let him help you also in the tuck shop. Later on, alhamdulillah, we made sufficient profit in the tuck shop. Maulana told us that this profit, give it to him. He went and purchased 2 Umrah tickets. And with himself, he had taken us for Umrah that year.
Okay.
And it was such an opportunity to spend Umrah with our Ustad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur.
Ameen. Allah make it easy for the students and those that have farid and those that are currently studying also at the Darul Uloom. May Allah make it easy for them and the Asatiz Amuni Tahir. Jazakallah khairan.
The last message. Maulana, I send him a message from the Anshari. And then Maulana gave me some advice, and he said that, he called me my son. He said, oh, my son, that he's so happy to hear this, that alhamdulillah, that we are leading so many people in Taraweeh Salah. And he said, focus on Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala keep you with afiyat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to serve his deen with full istighnayat from the wealth of people. And in the end, he told me that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a zakhira for himself and his family, and for my parents in the akhirat. And he had made special dua for us. It was the last message that I received from Maulana.
May Allah
make you a zakhira for himself and his family. Elevate his stages in Jannah, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.